I'm going to read one more poem which I've written about the Vietnam War, which I haven't finished, and some of the lines are a little ragged. But it's a poem called Driving Through Minnesota During the Hanoi Bombings. That is the first Hanoi bombings. We'll have some others later. And it's a sort of merging of the poems I did about the Minnesota countryside with this sort of a thing. Well, as I say, there's something distant about the war. There's something invisible. Somehow it's an act of self-destruction on our part, like the automobile accident. It is late June. Minnesota sloughs are just starting to turn green. The white turkey farms have been moved to new ground for the second time. I think of the tiny particles of pain that are almost immortal. The man with his shoulders torn shot from helicopters, or the boy tortured with a telephone generator for half an hour. I felt sorry for him finally, the sergeant said, and blew his head off with a shotgun. These instants hover in the air, glowing like a planet made of mica. Our own joy will end up in Asia. And in your coffee cup, you will see black starlighters. These things are happening inside our own heads. We are the ones we intended to bomb. And therefore, we will have to go far away to atone for the sufferings of the stringy-chested and the small, rice-fed ones, quivering in the helicopter like wild animals, shot in the chest, taken back to be questioned.